A Subtle Vengeance, written by Betts, read by X-Man Hater. Fandom, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, and Star Wars Rebels. Everyone saw Captain Rex as this unwavering monolith of a man, stone-faced and serious, the one to drag everyone out of 79s before the night was over. To remind them this was a war, people were dying, there's no time for fun. But Ahsoka knew a secret side to Rex, one he didn't let anyone else see. She was 14 the first time he flipped her Leku. She felt it, but didn't see who it was, looked around trying to identify the culprit. Master Skywalker and Kenobi were talking with Cody and Rex, both of whom looked serious as they listened to the proceedings. Granted, she'd been a little spaced out, and that was her fault. In the end, she decided it was Master Skywalker subtly trying to get her to pay attention, even though he was more likely to look at her sternly and go, "Pay attention, Snips. This could be life or death." The second time, she was caught off guard again. That time, she'd just finished getting patched up by Kix after a particularly debilitating battle, in which she made 8 mistakes, every one of which Master Skywalker would go over with her in extreme detail, followed by a guilt trip that would be echoed by Master Kenobi. She was pulled out of the fog of her own despair to find Rex standing beside her, looking solemn and severe with his helmet under his arm. And yet, it had to have been him. There was no one else around. The third time she was prepared. She caught his wrist before he could do it and looked him in the eye. He looked amused, an expression she'd never seen from him before. For a moment, she thought maybe it wasn't Rex she was looking at, but blonde hair, pauldron. "Why do you keep doing that?" she asked.
"Because you need to lighten up, kid."
She couldn't believe Captain Rex, chief of the Fun Police, was telling her to lighten up. After that, he started doing it more frequently and more overtly, a little secret between them. He did it before battles when she was scared out of her mind, but putting on a brave front. He did it after the most harrowing missions, everyone injured and miserable, reeling from all the men they'd lost. And it was always with a smile that said, "Lighten up, we're alive, aren't we?" The times she felt most alone, the moments she realized she didn't know Master Skywalker at all, and she'd never truly known a life without war, those were the times Rex made it known that he had her back. Much later, after everything fell apart, only the two of them remained. There was no lightening up from what they'd experienced. After Padme's funeral, it was the two of them alone, adrift, figuring out their purpose, or if they even had one. She was bonded to him now, could close her eyes and feel his heart beating in her own chest. Though things had changed, he remained to her what he'd always been, a spot of light in the darkness. She hadn't meant to lose touch with him. They'd traveled together for so long, their relationship felt so secure. She thought maybe parting ways for a while would be good for them. He wanted to find his brothers and remove their chip, which was something he couldn't do safely with her around. And she wanted to widen the scope of Fulcrum, find others like her. They said their goodbyes. Before she walked away, he trailed his fingers down her Leku, a feeling she was now used to, but which still sent a spark of pleasure down her spine, and said, "May the Force be with you, Commander." Days turned to weeks, weeks to months, months to years. She reached out to him several times, but he never returned her messages.
She should have gone to see him. She could still feel him in the Force,
knew he was safe and well. But she let herself believe he had moved on. If he wanted to speak with her, he had every opportunity to, but he never did. She didn't allow herself to be heartbroken. The reality of the times in which they lived was that no one got what they wanted, least of all her. And suddenly there he was, in the ghost with the others, listening intently to the brief like the old days. She might not have recognized him if she hadn't felt him in the Force. He was broader in the shoulders now, bearded but still honey-eyed and beautiful. He spotted her too, smiled at her the way he used to, the us against the galaxy smile. When the brief was over, she flung her arms around him, pressed her face into the crook of his neck, and promised herself she'd never let him go again. Despite their reunion, there was so much work to be done that she still didn't get to spend much time with him, and never alone.
After weeks of working together, she began to feel a heaviness in the Force, a sense of defeat, and despite his cheerful demeanor, she realized it was coming from him. He was spaced out when Commander Sato was speaking. With the silence and subtlety years of trainings had afforded her, she reached up and tugged his beard. He snapped back to attention and glared at her. "Did you do that?" he whispered.
"Do what?"
she asked. He narrowed his eyes at her. She nudged him.
"Pay attention, Captain."
Over the weeks that followed, she made a game of catching him off guard, tugging his beard and playing innocent. And then a war broke out. He started tugging her Leku again, and even though it was nothing, really, it meant everything to her. Gave her something to look forward to, these secret moments of intimacy among the greater travesty of the galaxy. One day she tugged his beard in passing on her way to a meeting with Kanan, but this time he caught her wrist.
"You need to lighten up, old man," she said,
realizing that for once they were alone. And they were standing very close. She couldn't help but think of the old days, the two of them traveling together, so in sync, one spirit and two bodies. A partnership she hadn't appreciated enough at the time, unwavering trust in one person after experiencing the deepest betrayal of another.
"Speak for yourself," he said.
She kissed him then, something that felt so big and so small at the same time, a new thing in an old relationship, inevitable and long overdue. Sweet and easy, a promise of something to come. When she pulled away, he looked smug, like he'd finally won a game they were playing. "Later?" she asked, though she didn't need to. She could hear his thoughts in the Force, see them all over his face.
"Yeah," he said. "Later."
In parting, he flipped her Leku. She tugged his beard. Maybe, she thought, as she headed to her meeting in a bit of a daze, things would start to get better. The end.